Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina. Our phone number is 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. The God in me honors the God in you. Now, it's one question per caller, please. We like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the Essence of Success Radio Network Manager. If you would like a more in-depth reading from me or Nina, you can reach us at the website www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Readings are done daily from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. Now, that's on Pacific Coast time, so just for you to know to, you know, elevate for you and your time. Anyway, Monday through Friday, 11 to 7 p.m., we do private readings. And with that, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss Nina. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Lennis. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I have only one announcement. Well, actually, two announcements this week. I want to wish my friend Wendy a very happy birthday. Wendy is down in South America where she's living with her and her husband. Her and her husband live there now, and they have a beautiful place down there. Anyways, happy birthday, Wendy. I hope you're listening. And I would like to also wish everybody a very happy Canadian Thanksgiving for next weekend. I will not be on the air for the next two Sundays because, one, I'm gone to my mountains next weekend, and the weekend after, I'm gone to convention for 4 days. 4 days of merriment with my fellow females.
You know you're going to have a good time. Also, Nina, the new moon is the 15th, and the full moon is the 30th, right? Just for everybody to mark that on your calendars. Let's see, what else, Nina? Is there anything else that we need to discuss? I guess that's it, huh?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Well, with that, let's begin the calls. And our first call is area code 702. You're our first call up. Welcome to the show. Who is this?
Good evening. My name is Craig. How are you doing?
Hi, Craig. Fine, and you?
I'm great. It's a pleasure to be on. And my question for today is, I recently started a job, I would say about 9 weeks ago, and right now I'm kind of buried in paperwork, and I just want to know, do you guys see me getting my head out of the sand?
Oh, your job, like you're wearing two hats almost, huh? So much paperwork?
Pretty much, yeah.
I see budgets, restraints. You are wearing two hats. Budget restraints, so if they can get you to work two jobs, pay you for one, which is not right. Should pay you for all the work you're doing. You'll find a release after Thanksgiving. That's what I'm picking up. After Thanksgiving,
okay.
it'll it's not going to slow down, but it won't be as much paperwork. You should talk to them, the company that you're at, about, yeah, because I see that you're being promoted, you're moving up. Speak to them about when a position come open, salary negotiation, because I believe what you ask for, they will give you.
Okay.
Not right now, but, you know, like when it starts to slow down around the end of November,
okay.
Then I'm feeling right now they're going to come to you with a promotional position. So it's a real big possibility, Craig, that they might move you up. So that's why I'm saying to negotiate their salary. Yeah. It's a slow period, but it's also a bounce period for you. Up. So actually what you're doing right now, you're proving a point to them that you do have the skills, the education, and the capability. Of course, it's tiring on you and stressful for you, granted, but everything does happen for the good, because at the end of November you will be asked if you'd like to move up for a promotional position. You know it costs to be a boss, right?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, where they're moving you to, it can be more stress, but not as much paperwork, because you'll be over more departments or people. Yeah. So that's
wonderful.
What I'm seeing is toward the end of November. You, Miss Nina, what you picking up?
Yeah, it's nothing you can't handle. So just keep handling it, and good things are going to come.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting to. All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome, Craig.
And I'll just tell you right now, congratulations, because I know you're going to take that position.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you for the good news.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful week, sir. Okay. Next call, area code 917. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Amanda?
Can you hear me okay? Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Say your name again. I'm sorry,
Rebecca.
Say it again.
Rebecca. Rebecca? Yes.
Oh, Rebecca. Okay, I didn't understand. Okay, thank you. How are you doing, Rebecca?
Thank you. I'm doing okay, thanks. Appreciate you ladies being here. I have a question about love, or really a relationship that ended. And I'm just wondering if you can look at it and see if there's any opportunity for reconciliation in the future with this man who I had. He was my fiance. We were together 5 years, and it ended fairly recently. I'm not quite sure if it's really over or not.
What's his name?
Okay, Rebecca.
His name is Robert, or Rob.
Okay, then no, that's fine. Yo, I thought you were going to give us his last name. Okay, Robert. Okay, yeah. Okay, Rebecca and Robert. Let's see what's going on here. Ooh, he's stubborn. You know, this is going to sound strange, but I'm going to tell you what they're telling me. 3 years from now, you two will get back together.
Wow.
I don't know. This is 3 years from now, the two of you will be back together. I see you holding hands. So within these 3 years, I guess you both are living your lives, whatever that it is, but you realize that it was the two of you that need to be together. It's like you went out and, like, recess. Okay, you go do your thing and play. He goes do his thing and play. But then 3 years pass, and you both realize that, you know what, the two of you do need to be together. It's you two, not other people. But because you've had this time to be away from each other, that when you see each other again, it's like, yeah, it's me and you.
That makes total sense, actually, in terms of where we both are in our lives right now. So.
Yep, but that's what I see. In 3 years, you will be together. And I always say, if it's meant to be, it will be. So for Rebecca, it will be. It's just, you guys are in recess for 3 years. And you're going to see each other again after the 3 years, and that's when you guys are going to, like, you know, Let's be together. It's us. You know, it ain't John, Michael, whoever over here, and Mary, whoever over there. It's us. It's just us two. So in a way, it's good. It's a blessing because you both get it out your system, which you don't need in your life, that it makes you realize when you come back together, it is meant to be just the two of you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you got 3 years. Get wild, get crazy, get foolish, whatever you want to do. At the end of that third year, be looking for Robert to come back. You two be together.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. So sort of whatever happens between now and then, it won't be lasting for either of us. I mean, if I meet someone or
no,
he does. Okay. You just should.
That's what I'm saying. You three, Lord have mercy. You two realize that after 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll be seeing other people. Both of you will. But it's just something that when you two see each other again, it's like, it's not saying that you shouldn't have split up, but it's saying that you two should always be together. It should be you
right.
and him.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
cool.
Why I say recess. Do whatever you want to do. Just remember, you got a time frame now, okay? All right, Rebecca. Thanks for calling, and you have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Weekend, lady.
Thank you.
You're
so
most
much.
Welcome.
I want to keep on listening. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great
night. You too. Okay, and our next caller is area code 727. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this? Hello. 727, you're on the air. Okay, I guess they just want to listen. That's fine. Okay, next caller. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Can
yes,
you
could you speak? Talk to the phone? Yeah.
Yeah, speak closer to the phone, please.
Hello.
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 Hello?
Hello?
Okay, speak now.
Oh, is it me you're talking to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't even hear that I was actually on. I'm sorry. I've got a question for you. My name is Sue.
Okay, go ahead, Sue.
There was someone I was expecting to kind of pop back into my life. And I haven't seen them in ages. I'm just wondering what you're picking up around them. And I have a hunch they've been kind of watching me on Facebook, but we have mutual distant acquaintances, but we don't really know each other that well. I'm wondering what you pick up.
Okay, and what's his first name?
Al.
Okay, sound like me. I'm seeing distance, water. You said you two are not together?
No. I haven't dated him. I have not dated him. Only met him once.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out why am I seeing distance and water. Is he in the military? Oh, go ahead, Nina.
Sue, do you want to date him? Is that what you're...
I'm just expecting him to somehow end up back in my life through some situation. That's what I'm expecting. I'm not quite sure when and how.
Okay, so you are interested in him?
Well, I need to see it. I need to meet him again to see.
Okay. There's your distance there, Lennis. That's why the distance.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering. Go ahead.
I'm not picking him up at all. Not at all.
I'm not either. That's why all I got was distance and water, but I'm not seeing him. Because I'm asking about him. I want to see him and where is he and, you know, in relationship to Sue. But all they're showing me is distance and water. So I don't know. Does he live in another state, Sue?
No.
Oh, okay. Strange. And I keep picking up military. I get three things, water, and military.
He was 30 years ago.
Am I looking back at your past? Maybe that's what I'm seeing is your past.
Well, I don't have a military past.
Yeah, but he
does.
No.
He does.
That was 30 years ago.
Yeah, but what they show us, Sue, isn't always in the present. Sometimes we get glimpses of what has happened in the past as well. We can't differentiate between the two sometimes. That's why I asked you the questions I asked, because I'm not picking up anything, and I'm sensing Lennis is too, that we're not picking up anything on him. So, yeah.
No.
Angels are telling me friends. Get a hold of friends, and they will put you in contact again.
Sue. That's all. Well, no, I'm not close to the mutual friends anymore.
You're not close to, well, yeah, I don't think you have to be close to them.
Well, I'm not quite sure how to go about that then.
Just to ask if anybody has seen him? That's real easy.
No. I mean, I'm not even friends with them anymore.
Oh.
Well, then, yeah, that's the only...
Well, then it's going to be kind of hard for you to meet up with him then. So I'll say no.
Yeah, the only time I met up with friends, it was the only way you could actually meet up with him again was through friends. And if you're not in contact with them, then, yeah, I don't think you're going to be.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're not really picking anything up, though, are you?
No.
That's true. No.
No.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome,
Sue. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Picked off the wrong one. Okay. Area code 337. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's
Hi.
This?
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Fine, and you, Miss Candace?
I've been going through some things, and I was just wondering if maybe you possibly see something going on with me in the next few months or anything interesting coming into my life or any kind of way.
Candace, we need to narrow it down a bit.
I'm sorry?
Can you narrow down your question a little bit? That's pretty broad.
Regarding my career, finances, or even if you see anything regarding my love life, if you see anything, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's three things, job, finances, and love life. Pick one.
I guess
love life. Which is
the
most important to you.
Yeah, love life right now.
That's the most important? Okay. Because the first thing, when you started talking, I saw garbage. Which to me tells me if you've got garbage around, you need to get in. I'm not talking about literal garbage. I'm talking about people that are garbage, situations that are garbage.
Oh, yeah. I've been definitely just working on myself and, you know, working on doing things to my career and everything like that. And I'm just in a place now that I'm ready to move on with my life.
Okay. So you've been getting rid of garbage in your life. Well, that's good.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
beautiful.
For the last few years.
That's beautiful. Okay,
yes.
That's good. Who is, oh, my God. I tell you, the angels show me stuff sometime. We're just supposed to say what we hear and see. They're telling me about somebody pinching your toes. What that means, I don't know. But they're showing me your feet, and it's a guy. And he's pinching your toes almost like, you know, when kids are little and we tell them this little piggy went to the market, this little piggy. Remember? I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you have kids, but you
do
that with little just to teach them a nursery rhyme. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how this guy is. But he's funny. He's funny as heck. I mean, I almost want to say he's a comedian. But he's pinching your toes, And he's laughing about it. You are too. I see you're laughing too. So he's not tickling your toes. He's just pinching them. I have never had an angel tell me something like that about a relationship. So I don't know what that means with him pinching your toes. Does that mean that he's childlike, he'll be silly, and you'll have fun?
Oh, my God. I have a feeling it's somebody I do know. He's a little high profile, if you get my drift. But
okay.
I wouldn't care if it was that person. Oh, my God.
Okay, well,
oh my goodness.
I see that guy. Let's see, he's one. And he's the guy with the pinching your toes is tall. Not real tall, but, you know, like about 5'11" or 6 feet. And he's medium built, medium to thick.
He's tall.
Yeah.
He's real tall.
Okay.
Really,
this
really
guy,
tall.
Yeah. And there's another guy. Man, here comes another guy. Whoa. I hope you're writing this down. The second guy they're showing me right now is a nerd. Not particularly your kind of guy. Opposites do attract. But he's nerdy. He's really into books. Highly educated. He's just nerdy.
Oh.
You would have to teach him, like, how to be loving in a relationship. If it was business, paying bills, acquiring something, buying a car, he's excellent. He's not when it comes to relationships. You have to teach him, you know, certain things like, you know, hold my hand when we're walking to the car or, you know, pull my chair out when we're at the table, you know, at a restaurant or something.
Oh, wow.
That's over his head because nobody's never taught him. Book
education. I know exactly who you're talking about on the nerdy dude. I do know who you're talking about. That's the crazy thing. That's why we're not friends right now at this point.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
long,
the second one. The
story.
The third one, he's a player. Good-looking guy. He likes to wear hats. I mean, his hat's kind of like a pimpish style type of hat, you know, wide brim, Panama style. He knows a lot of women. He's a player. He works. The guy has a good job, but he plays just as well as he works hard, he plays hard. So relationship with him, no. Friends, yes. But relationship, no. So now we're back to number one, the one that's pinching your toes. So those are the three. You got the player, the guy in the middle is the nerd, and the first guy, like I said, I believe he's a comedian. I mean, he's funny. That's what I pick up because you both enjoy one another laughing.
He could have been a comedian because he is that funny. He actually he's more an athlete. He's a retired athlete, but he's very, very high profile. And he's well above 6 foot range. And I know exactly what you're talking about. It's just we're friends. And I just didn't expect.
Well, even though you're friends, he likes you. He likes you. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been playing with your feet. So he likes you. I would tell you, I would say give him a chance. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all three. But that first one, give him a chance. See what transpires. If it's not you, oh well. Then you go on to the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are the three gentlemen that they showed me that I see for you. Nina?
I'm not seeing anything different other than I would stay away from number three.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's a hoe. Yeah, anyway, yeah, three, he's a player. That's not you. That is not you, Candace. I'd give number one a chance. Give him a chance and see what happens.
Okay.
It won't hurt. If anything, at least you two can enjoy each other as friends. You can laugh and talk and be silly. So that's a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, mm-hmm? Okay.
It's not that he's just a person that's so busy. It's not even that. He's just a person because of his profile. He's extremely, extremely busy.
Yeah, but you know what? It don't take but one person to stop you in your tracks. and stand still.
Yeah.
How do you know you're not that person?
True.
You know, all us women ever want is your time, for a man to give us his time. So with a man being that busy, if he stops and he's interested in you and he starts giving you his time, even though he's busy, now what? You going to give him a chance?
Absolutely.
Okay. So don't speak about what you know about him is one thing, but don't speak about what you think he will or will not do, because you don't know. It might surprise you. All right, Candace.
All right.
Give us a call back and let us know about number one.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. All righty. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings on Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, so if you don't want to call in on the phone line, you can go into the chat room and Miss Nina will still answer your questions, you know, in the chat room. Or, you know, you can go in the chat room and she'll ask it on the air if you like. And we do have, it looks like we got about three lines open, so come on, call in. Okay, area code 727, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Terrific.
Glad to hear it.
Now, what can we help you with today, young lady?
What do you see coming up in the next 60 to 90 days?
Ah.
In regards to what, Kay?
Are you willing to see what comes first for you in terms of priority?
No. We need to narrow it down because this isn't a reading. This is just a question. So if we were doing a reading, it's a little bit easier for us to do that. But with just one question, we need it narrowed down a little bit.
Travel.
Okay. Travel. You know, I want to tell you this, Kate, the first thing I got when you started talking was precise. That word came across. So.
Thank you. That is so insightful and helpful. That is about clarity and focusing. I got that.
Okay. Let's see where you're going traveling.
Have two trips planned.
One is to the water. You going somewhere near the water on one of your trips?
Barcelona.
Okay, because I see you near water and having fun on the beach and just, you're just having a gay old time. Very nice.
Good.
The second one, I see business. I don't see the gaiety. I see it's more business trip. You might enjoy while you're on this trip, but I see it more as business. But the first one is definitely vacation. For the second one, it's a major city. I almost want to say Atlanta. Are you going to Atlanta? It's a major city.
I don't know about major city, but Tallahassee is the second trip.
Okay, let's see. Ooh. Who do you like in Tallahassee? Man, I'm getting love vibes from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes. Love, love, love. Who do you know in Tallahassee, Kate? Wow.
It's not
that's
so much
a good feeling.
Who I know, but what I know.
Okay, well, I'm feeling a lot of love. I mean, it's powerful, too, but it's a love between a man and a woman. This isn't like family or friends. This is like, ooh-wee, baby. It's really, really good. Yes. So,
okay. I have a question.
Ahead.
I'm picking up the number 35. Are you leaving in 35 days?
Oh, you're so insightful. I have a calendar. We're leaving November 3rd, so that's very close.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Well, yeah, it's definitely you are going. Yeah, that 35 days they keep shoving that at me. So yeah.
I listen to everything. So 35 may be significant of something else, and I am very, very in tune to numbers.
Okay, so yeah, 35. They keep, and it's flashing at me, 35. So for some reason, 35 is coming up. So just be aware of it, and know that something is going to happen, whether it be 35 days from now or what. But something is going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get a lot of 34 or 35, 444, 111, 222.
Yeah.
That's your angels all around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Numbers are significant of angels. 111 is significant of new beginnings because one is always a new beginning.
Right.
So your triple numbers are your angels around you. The ones are new beginnings, and the 35, wow, it's just there. I'm just telling you, it's just there, and whatever, it's not a bad thing. Whatever's going to happen is a good thing. So, yeah, and you are going to have two very wonderful trips.
Yes. Yes. You sure are. The second one, it'll be about love. You're going to meet somebody. You're either going to meet somebody or you're going to run into somebody that you know quite well. But it's all about love between you and this guy. I think you've met him before. I think you know this guy. I have a feeling that you know him. But years and years have passed between you. And I don't know, it's just something about you two this time is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. It's so loving,
so
both of you. It's almost like it's, what does it say, when you get married, you become as one? Well, when you get with this guy, it's almost like you two are one. You're not two people. It's kind of nanu-nanu type of thing, you know, but it is going to happen. So, one is right. Both your trips... First one's vacation, second one will be business and vacation, but your second trip is going to bring you love. So look forward to that.
Do you pick up any names for either trip?
No.
No.
Joshua? John? Nah.
No.
I'm getting Joshua, but... Yeah.
No, I'm not picking up any names at all. I'm just picking up that it whatever's happening for you is all on the positive side. There is no whatsoever is there a negative.
Do you pick up anything with Van?
With who? Sam?
Van, V-A-N.
Oh, Van. On the move. Getting there.
That's spot on. That is not the person that I have been separated from. That's the person I'll be going to Spain with.
They showed me three things about Van that he was, or not was, goodness, he is. Sexual, intelligent, has a sense of humor. Tall, and he loves to reminisce. That's what I got.
That's so interesting. The first three were spot on.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got.
Yeah, now you go out enjoy your next two trips. They're going to be fantastic. Remember to watch out for the number 35. I have no idea. I still have no idea what it's all about, but it's still around. So just be aware of it, and it will bring whatever the 35 means. It will bring something very positive to your life.
Thank you both so much.
You're very welcome. I'm wishing you the very best, young lady.
Thank you so much. I'll be aware. I'll watch out for that 35.
Okay, Kate.
Oh, real quick, I got a hit. Do you all pick up anything associated with Lincoln?
Lincoln. A penny.
A lucky penny? Someone had told me.
That's all they showed me
ago.
Is a penny. That was it. I ain't trying to be funny.
My
whatever
God.
They tell me.
And I got
yep.
a car.
You got a car.
Ooh.
Isn't that
interesting? Ooh, I want to be in that one.
That is interesting. Yeah, because I was told weeks ago that there would be something associated with Lincoln, and it wasn't a physical man.
No,
well, like
it's
I
not.
Said, I got a penny and she got a car. So there you go.
Well, it's so funny. As soon as you said that, I have a ball game muted on in the background. And as soon as you said that, one of the players crossed the screen and his last name is Luck. So Lucky Penny, Lincoln.
Hey.
Yep. Okay. Interesting.
All right.
There
well,
are
thank
no
you for calling, Kate. And
all right.
Let
thanks.
Us know how things go. Okay. Real good.
Sure will. Thank you. Blessings
God bless.
To you both.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 301. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hello. This is Zay from Maryland.
Zane?
Zay.
Zay?
Spell your
yeah.
name.
Z-A-Y.
Oh, Zay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's different. Okay. All right, Ms. Zay, what can we do for you today, young lady?
Yeah, so I wanted to know, like lately in the past, like few years of my life, I've had women that I dated in the past just pop back up. So I wanted to know who was next. Because I've dated a lot of women. I've dated a lot of women, so, you know, they
kind of
just come.
Zay, you're a hot mess, girl. Is there anybody that you're interested in right now that you're curious about, if you're going to get back with that person or?
Back with?
Or just you looking for something new, huh?
No, I can't say I'm looking for something new. I kind of free-spirited person. I like to do, like, painting and arts and crafts. I'm not really good at relationships, but I know that they do pop back up and try to draw interest from me, and I just wonder who the next person was going to be because I'm always caught off guard, whoever it is. I'm like, really? Okay. I mean, I'm always flattered, but I'm always just kind of caught back at the interest level that they have.
Okay, I'm seeing an Italian woman, Mirabella. Do you know who that
yeah,
is?
I only ever dated black, so I hope it's not an Italian woman.
No. Why are you pigeonholing yourself? God created all kind of people and all kind of colors, all kind of flowers. So why are you pigeonholing yourself? You could miss
yeah,
opportunity.
I know. I'm attracted to the darker skin tone for some odd reason. I really don't know why, but it's the skin complexion that I'm much attracted to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, most Italian women are pretty dark skinned.
Okay. Well, all right.
Well, I'm just saying, they are.
Okay. Yeah. If she's dark, that'd be nice.
But you know what? too. Don't limit yourself. But yeah, no, I see somebody definitely is coming into your life, but it's not anybody that you've met before. This is
no.
somebody.
No, go ahead, Nina. I was agreeing with you. It was somebody she hasn't met before. Go ahead.
This is definitely somebody new, and I see this happening within the next 21 days, so within the next 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe Italian? A dark-skinned Italian?
Okay, well, Italian anyways.
Okay, that'll be cool.
So, yeah, within the next 21 days, just make sure you put yourself out there. Don't closet yourself up at home doing your crafts and your painting and stuff. Get out. Do some painting outside.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. And
they remember
yeah,
the name Mirabella.
Mirabella, okay.
Now, what, I mean, as far as the past, because they, I mean, I'm 32 and they pop up and, I mean, any idea of who could be next? I mean, it gives me such anxiety when they do that, just the randomness. And it's frequent. Like, there's a lot of them that are just randomly pop up and I just always wonder, okay, who's next?
I don't see anybody coming into your life from your past right now.
Mm-mm.
I don't see anybody, and that's the angels are telling me that you're free and clear, that you are only going to have new people coming into your life now until the end of December at least.
Okay.
Well, there you go. All righty then. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be cool. But then she'll be popping back up. She'll probably be popping back up too. But that'll be fun.
You know, Zay, when people pop back up in your life, it's one or two things, either closure or a new beginning. Mm-hmm. So you can either stop it or begin it. That's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, they do that quite often, I guess. You know, it's funny because on, like, about 70% of them really are just, they might just be saying hey or maybe have a conversation with me for a few days and then they're gone again. And I'm like, okay.
Well, you know what I would do? I would avoid them. You don't find a relationship anyways.
Say that again?
Avoid them. You don't need that kind of relationship.
Okay, because I'm always open to, maybe that's why they do it, because I'm always open to responding to them. And maybe if I start avoiding them, they'll go, you know, go away. I don't mind it, but it's just common for me.
Yeah, no. Avoid them, then you will actually have a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'll try something different.
All right.
All right, Zay, call us, let us know how you're doing, young lady, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling. All righty, next call, area code 678. You're on the line with Nina and Lena. Sorry.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy from Atlanta.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you guys?
Terrific.
Great.
What can we help?
I had a question. I had to get some work done in my home, and the contractors that I hired damaged my home, so I had to get an attorney and to file with their insurance company. So I was just trying to see if you see success around it or what do you see around it.
Yeah, it's got your stomach flip-flopping. You're stressing.
Oh, I'm beyond stressed.
Which I understand that. That's understandable. You know what? I see you coming out, but you're not coming out of this with the money that you expected, but you will receive some money to have those repairs done correctly. But it's, in other words, if you were asking for $50,000, they might give you $30,000. Okay. You know, so
okay.
That you can, but it's like they're going to give you the minimum amount of money to go ahead and have the work done correctly, but it's not going to be what you're asking for. But, yes, you will come through on the upside on this. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it looks like, you know what, they're gonna have this hang out. Now, I'm picking up, I'll ask Nina, till the end of the year, till the end of December, and then they'll decide to clear their books. What are you picking up, Nina?
Have you already contacted a lawyer, Kathy?
Yes, they asked for the policy, got that, and then now they're the rebuttal, I shouldn't say the rebuttal, their request to pay for damages, that's probably the best way to say it, their request to pay for damages to the home and to my content should go out on Tuesday. And then supposedly after they actually receive it, they meaning the insurance company, can wait up to 30 days to respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I saw that end of the year, they'll finally cut her a check. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing's going to happen before the end of the year. January 6th is what's popping in my brain, so I'm going to say you'll get a check then.
Oh, God. I'm not laughing at you guys. I'm just, whoever guy, he probably saw my anxiety go up even more. Wow. So what?
I know you want it done right away, but you know what, Kathy? Bureaucracy. That's what it is. They know that you're right. Okay, there's, I'm not feeling nothing about them not knowing that you're right, but it's just a bureaucracy. And some business, because of their money, their cash flow, they'll wait till the end of the year. And then, so when they begin, you know, it's the end of the physical year for them, so when they begin, they don't have that, your case on the books. They've completed it. So that's why I'm seeing the end of the year. The only thing I'm just seeing that you're not going to get the money that you requested, but you are going to get a few thousand. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything that I could do maybe to speed up the process or make it happen faster? And the only reason I'm saying that is I've been dealing with this house stuff since December 31st, 2015, okay? And it's just too much for me.
Ooh. So this has been going on for over a year, almost a year, huh?
Exactly, and it's just too much.
There's nothing you can do to speed things up, Kathy. My advice to you is just to sit back and probably try and ignore it as much as you can. All you're doing to yourself is making yourself sick. Sit back and just let the lawyer and the insurance company handle this now.
Okay.
Did you take pictures, Kathy, of what they did to your house before and after?
Yes.
Okay. Because I see that your pictures are going to hold up in court. That's what the judge is going to be looking at.
I'm going to have to go to court?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
I'm
sorry we don't see anything sooner, but...
No, it's anxiety because all my stuff is packed up and boxed and everything, and it's like the $50,000 question is, do you unbox some of the stuff? Like, my clothes are all in my trunk. The 90% of my clothes are in my trunk of my car that's been there for probably 5-6 months. So it's like, do I take them all out and put them in the house, and then I'm going to have to take them all back out when they start again? That's where it's just...
You will eventually. You will eventually, because I'd have brought the clothes in the house. I'll tell you why. Since it's been going on since last year, December, until they come out and do the construction, I'd leave everything. You know you're going to have to go through it anyway when they come in to correct it, but bring everything in the house until then.
Well, that's...
You know,
my home right now, I have to move back on Tuesday, so it's been an issue, but not as big of an issue. But now, since I'm going to have to go back to the house until the corrections are made, it's crazy. That's all I can say. So I'll just, and I have told, and I'm just a neat freak, and everything has to be in its place, and everything is just scrolled everywhere, and it's crazy.
Well, go with the flow. I don't want you stressing. Go with the flow.
Because
you are going to come out ahead. You are. I know it's been a waiting period, but you will come out on top. But just go with the flow. Do your stuff. And if you have to, you know, when they come in to redo it, get somebody to help you, honey. Somebody help you to move that stuff. Don't do it by yourself.
Get them to do it.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. That's all I can say. I'm just overwhelmed with everything. It's been too long for something that should have just been done in a couple months or so.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'll check with
Angie's list next time.
Yeah,
you know that commercial all the time, Angie's List, because she checks them out to make sure that they're bonded and they've got history. Yeah.
Trust me, I went with a different site like that, and I just won't say it. And it's bogus. It's bogus because that was what was supposed to happen too, and it had great ratings, and it's bogus. And on top of that, they won't even take them off the site, and they know that there's a huge issue. And, like, never again. And I have no recourse with the advertising people. None.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so. Okay, well, I'll just try and hang in there.
Okay, Kathy, we're going to be praying for you, too, that that situation changes progressively sooner if it can. Okay?
Okay,
we'll be praying for you.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome, Kathy. All right, have a good week, darling. Next call is area code 954. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Natalie.
Natalie?
Yes.
Okay, Natalie. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm fine, yourself?
Terrific.
Okay,
what can we answer for you today?
Yeah, my question was about relationship.
Okay, what's the guy's first name?
Andrew.
Okay, that's all we need. I'm getting a blank slate. I'm asking the angels and my guides. I don't see anything for you and him. Are you two dating? I'm not. Are you?
I wouldn't call it dating.
Have you met this guy or talked
to
him?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I just want to know what it is. Do you see me with him or any kind of feeling that? Cause...
No, I did. That's what I asked about your relationship, and they're just showing me
a
blank page, like there's nothing to it. There's no relationship there. I almost feel like there's no relationship there for me to even ask about.
Okay.
So
do you see me?
I'm not picking
anybody?
Up anything. Well, Andrew, I'm not picking up anything on him.
Yeah. As far as relationship.
The angels are telling me a guy came into your life and you kicked him to the curb and that was your opportunity. That was one of the men in your life that God had designed for you, but your attitude and something else kicked him to the curb. And this guy would have really loved you, pampered you, doted on you. And he just said, okay, and he walked away. I don't know who. He's got a natural, a small natural, a manly man's look.
Okay.
He's not into the world. I'm not saying he's religious, but he's not into all the stuff that happens in the world, junk and stuff. He's more spiritual, and he's a no-nonsense man. So I don't know if you remember him, but they're just telling me. So that was about him. Is he still around? No, he's gone. That's what they're saying. The opportunity was there, but you kicked him to the curb because he didn't meet your criteria or your standards, whatever. But that was the man for you. So, but he's gone. So now you're waiting on the next opportunity to prevail itself, and I'm not seeing that right now. Like I said, I'm not picking up anything on this Andrew guy. It's a blank slate. Nina, are you picking up anything?
No, I'm not picking up a thing.
No.
I
yeah,
I'm
sorry,
looking
Natalie.
Yeah.
I'm not picking up anything. Other than, like I said, they showed me your past, what did happen, it didn't occur, and your future, they're not, it's not showing me anything. But that's for right now. It could change tomorrow, you know, or change in a week. But right now, not seeing anything, and I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, does that mean that I guess I just have to work on myself until the right guy came along?
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Natalie. Have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, the lines are open. Otherwise, in about 3 minutes, we're getting ready to close the show. So, if you got questions, want to know what's going on in your life, romance, promotion, jobs, relationships, give us a call. All the lines are open right now. So we're more than glad to help you. Nina, how are you doing in the chat room? Any questions?
No, not that I haven't answered.
Okay. Well, anyway, I know you're looking forward to your holiday. Yay, Nina.
Get
to enjoy yourself. Okay, well.
Okay, everyone, you have half a minute, and then we're closing the show down. Because, there's no point in us talking to nobody but ourselves. We can do that anytime.
Yeah, I'll go into praying. I'll do prayers. Well, anyway, remember this, the new moon. I got to change. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, I did put it up there, Nina. New moon is on the 30th, and the full moon is the 15th of October. Okay. And that's the wrong one.
Yeah, what you got on there, Lennis? That was some money.
I know. That wasn't even psychic closing. I clicked on it and thought it was.
I don't know what Lennis is trying to do to us, ladies, but yeah.
It's up now. Okay, everybody. Well, don't forget now, tomorrow is Gospel Music for Your Soul. It's going to be an organ, Mr. Tyler. I can't think of his last name right now, but he plays gospel organ music. So that'll be the show for tomorrow. Wednesday, psychic readings at 6 o'clock. Thursday, high school agenda will be back on with Miss Bakia Green, and Friday is Friday Traffic Jams. You know, try to bring the music to take you into the weekend with a smile and love in your heart. And, of course, Sunday psychic readings at 3 o'clock with me and Nina. So I want to thank everybody from around the world listening in the chat room or calling on the phone or listening on your browser or iPad, whatever. Oh, look, we got a call. Should we do it, Nina?
Sure.
724, I'll stop the music. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Terrific.
That's good.
How can we help you, young lady?
There's a guy who kind of got my attention. I want to see if it's going to go anywhere.
Okay, and what's his first name?
His first name is Maya.
Maya is his first name?
Yeah.
Maya. Okay. That's different. Are there games being played here? Something
yes,
is not adding
sides.
Up. I'm sorry?
I said yes on both sides.
Okay. Because I was going to say, they're telling me right now the games are being played.
Hmm.
Are you truly interested in this man? What is Maya? What is that? What is he? That's not American, right?
No, he's an American. It's short. It's a nickname for Jeremiah. We just don't call him that.
Okay.
That makes a difference. Okay. I need his first government name, which is Jeremiah. Okay. Christian and Jeremiah. I got a little bit of a headache, and they're telling me not a good understanding, bad understanding. Bad understanding, communication problems, games being played, who is one up on the other one, who can outdo the other one, very competitive.
Yeah.
Instead of a relationship, it's competitive. Okay, the angels are telling me that you two shouldn't be together, period. That's what they're saying. You two should not be together.
Well, that's what I was thinking. We're liable to kill each other.
Yep. Yep. No. That's what they're telling me. You two shouldn't be together, so I'm going to tell you, nope, with Jeremiah. You can cross that off.
Cross him off.
Cross him off. Look for there you go. Look for somebody else. Yeah, he's not the one for you.
You know, but that's the problem I have. Only the guys who, like, I don't know. I'm not an unattractive woman, and I have guys asking me out every day. But it's like the ones who give me the hard time are the ones that I like. Does that make sense?
You like a bad boy.
Yeah.
You like a bad boy. There's nothing wrong with that, but a bad boy got to have some goodness in him, too. Okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, the lawyer at the yacht club wants to take you to dinner. No, I'm going to go with the guy who just got out of jail.
Oh, okay.
Well, not that extent.
Yeah.
Not that extent. I would go out with the lawyer and forget the one in jail. There's a future with the lawyer, hopefully. I'm just saying that as a gauge for you, to gauge yourself when you say a bad boy, because a lawyer could be a bad boy. He could be very good at his job, but, you know, like to be a little nasty in his personal life.
Right.
So any man can be a bad boy.
All my friends say this about me. They're like, why do you do that? I'm like, I don't know.
Self-esteem.
So, maybe.
Your self-esteem, it is. When you think higher of yourself, then those type of people will come towards you. You'll magnetize those people towards you. We're all mirrors. So if you're a queen, and you are, then you're expecting nothing but the very best, high maintenance, to come to you, right? You wouldn't even look at somebody that just got out of jail, because this is where you're standing is. It's like, I'm all that in a bag of chips, and no, you're beneath me. Now, that probably sounds funky to say that to somebody, and hopefully you don't, but it's just for you to gauge what you want in your life, and you want the best that life holds, and that's not it.
Right.
Okay. So instead of, like, putting yourself down or while you're like that, put yourself up and say, you know what? I'm a good person. I'm a good-looking woman. I'm intelligent. I deserve the very best that God has for me, and you do.
I appreciate that.
Well,
really.
You do, honey. Yeah. Put yourself, girl, pop your collar and know that you're all that. And be proud of who you are and love who you are. Love yourself. Yeah, when you love yourself, somebody less than you, that's not loving you, is it?
No.
No, it's not. You want somebody that's going to love you, but it starts with you first. When you love yourself, other people will see that love and gravitate towards you.
That's very good advice.
Okay.
Very good advice.
Of course. Just remember, you're a queen. Don't think any less of yourself. Nina?
I'm agreeing with you wholeheartedly. You're a queen. Keep yourself above. That's fine. Let's start with some good boys.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi. Thank you.
Have a good day, Christian. Thank you for calling. You're most welcome, young lady. Okay, and we're on our way out now.
We are. Have a great couple of weeks. I will be back on Psychic Reading Sundays in 2 to 3 weeks. So, I'm out of here.
23rd. Nina will be back the 23rd, y'all. So for 2 weeks, she's got just me. And you're going to be dealing with Saturday night. Sunday morning will be back in a couple of weeks. Oh, Lord, thank you all for listening to our show. You know we love you. If nobody's told you that today, me and Nina love you. And have a good week. And always look up. Be positive. All right.
Good night, Lana.
Good night, Nina. Enjoy your holiday, young lady.
Going to.